We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley Macias. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Illinois voter information, including birth dates, addresses, and full names, are being published online. The state is responding to a rise in websites impersonating legitimate news sites and publishing voter information in almost every major Illinois city. The State Board of Elections has asked the Local Government Information Services, the publisher of the sites, to take them down. The Local Government Information Services organization once held on to the records of voter information to then create faux news sites to publish right-leaning news stories containing the voter information. The ethical concern amongst state officials and voters is the threat of identity theft with the leaked voter information. The Illinois Department of Public Health is advising people to check their Eclipse glasses for a recall. The recall glasses were sold through Amazon and were labeled ENISO 12312-1 2022. The proper Eclipse glasses had the ISO designation of 12312-2. The stores were mainly sold in Southern Illinois retail stores, and many of them have posted warnings on social media. While many of these stores offered refunds for the glasses, they were still available for purchase on Amazon on Monday. Thousands of students went to the university's main quad to view the eclipse last Monday. The astronomy department contributed to the attendance by hosting a viewing station outside of the Fullinger Auditorium. The eclipse reached its maximum coverage at 10:05 p.m., but people claimed spots for hours beforehand. The 70-degree weather encouraged many to stay on the quad hours after the eclipse occurred. The last eclipse to come to Champaign was in 2017. The state of Illinois proposed a bill addressing the application of child pornography laws for AI-generated images and videos. Kwame Raoul, the Illinois Attorney General, speaks on the efforts that must be made to address the crime of exploiting children. Victims and their families experience trauma, and child predators need to be held accountable to promote healing for victims, he says. The rise in AI is enabling the creation of AI-generated child pornography due to its free or cheap cost of making it accessible. These technological advancements have resulted in a 46% increase of reports to the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force from 2022 to 2023. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Joaquim O'Malley Macias, Emily Huffman, Peter Dara, and Suzette Morio. Our deputy news directors are Alisa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oskroba. For WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley Macias.